Welcome to Planet Waves FM special coverage of the United Astrology Conference from May 24th through 29th or 30th or something like that. My name is Eric Francis, your host for the next 6 days from New Orleans, Louisiana. Welcome to our continuing coverage of this once every 4 year or so conference, bringing together astrologers from numerous countries around the world. I guess at the moment there's about 1,000 people participating. I'm told that by the end of the week, the conference will basically be occupying every room in the New Orleans Marriott Hotel. So that's a lot of astrologers in one place. I have already done our first interview a few minutes ago with a Vedic astrologer named Ravi Shankar Joshua, and we'll be posting that interview right after this introduction. That was a great way to start our coverage. Yesterday, I was involved in the full-day workshop involving writing astrology at all, and really writing, because writing astrology is not that different than writing anything else, only just a little bit harder. And then in the afternoon, my colleague Donna Woodwell did her presentation on the use of the internet and social networking as a way to build up one's astrology practice. So I did some of the content, and Donna presented some of the form and the way that you actually would get that information out. And so that was a busy day after a crazy day of travel on Tuesday. Got to the airport on Tuesday morning, and just as I cleared security, got a phone call from Chelsea that she'd gotten an email from the airline that there was some kind of a flight delay, and then it turns out that some air traffic center in Florida went out for a few hours on Tuesday morning and then sent ripples all through the, basically, God knows how far, I'm guessing the Northeast. And so Sarah and I spent the day on airplanes on Tuesday flying around first to Florida, then to Tennessee, and then finally down to New Orleans. We spent about 5 or 6 hours in the air and finally got to our hotel at about 10 o'clock at night on Tuesday. That was a crazy day. And I have finally caught up with my sleep and am feeling rested and refreshed and ready to go. And we've got our crazy, beautiful Planet Waves FM setup here, and we'll be able to do panel discussions. That was the thing that I was really going for with this new setup for how to do podcasting. Normally, I use a very cool device called a Zoom H4n. Digital recorder, stereo recorder. It's absolutely one of the best gadgets ever made by humankind. And I'll be using that for field pieces, you know, for going out and doing remote interview pieces. But the innovation in the new Planet Waves FM setup is I can do panel discussions with a host and up to 3 guests and have it sound really, really good, like not like internet radio. So that is fantasy number one for this conference, is to get little, say, off-program panel discussions going. And this will enable us to bring, if not the conference to you, the people who are making up the conference to you a little more closely and have some real conversations. I'm not really going to concern myself too much with the content of the classes so much as with what the presenters who I recruit have to say. And then there were a lot of really good people, you know, very well-experienced presenters and writers and people with good ideas who were not selected as faculty, and we will be putting them on the air for you as well. So while you're not at the conference, you're going to get something that is different, in a sense, a bit beyond the conference itself. And we'll be providing you with that coverage over approximately the next 6 days. And that will appear simultaneously on Planet Waves FM and planetwaves.net. A little bit later in the day, it's now 11:20 in the morning, I guess in about 2 hours, there's a news conference that's been called. And I guess there's some astrologers who are going to talk to what appears to be a fairly large contingent of press that's hanging out here. Most of them seem to want to have predictions about who's going to win the presidential election in November. That's like the big question: who's going to win. It usually, when you put the press together with astrologers, the first thing that they assume is that we predict things. And so part of what our job is, or at least in my opinion, my job is going to be to shift the conversation from prediction to more of an analytical platform that I think astrology does very well at and is also a great tool for asking questions. One of the more distinguished members of the press who's here on, admittedly biased on the pro-astrology, or let's just say that astrology is real side, is a former CNN Washington Post reported on by the name of Art Harris. And I ran into Art at a party last night at the International Students Party, and the first thing he said to me really was that that he believes that astrology does not necessarily need to factor into the external side of journalism, but that it would be great for astrologers to know some astrology so that they can use it as a way to formulate questions for their subjects, not saying that they're getting the question from astrology, but rather just looking at the chart and then getting an idea for what to say to this person what to ask them. And I thought that was pretty smart, partly because I have the same opinion, which is that astrology is a very good tool for formulating questions, even if you don't say exactly what it is that you are doing. So I'm going to do my best to get Art Harris onto Planet Waves FM, and then I guess we will have some recording of the news conference. I'm going to bring one of the Zoom kits out there and record that on location and see how that works as well. So we'll have a few different things today, and then right after that there's the media panel, media and public relations panel, which I've jokingly called Advanced Alienating the Press. Of course it's not that, but leave astrologers alone with a reporter for a few minutes and you may very well get a case of Advanced Alienating the Press. And so in remedy of that, there is a media and public relations panel. I'm on the panel. So is Art Harris. So is Donna Woodwell and Ed Snow and a few other people who are going to talk to astrologers about how to do better when they are speaking to a reporter, when they have one of those rare opportunities to be in the newspaper or be on television. And so that's happening a little bit later in the day. And I'm not sure I'm able to produce a recording of that. But if I can't, I'm going to do my best to buttonhole a couple of the people who are at that conference right after that workshop and get them onto Planet Waves FM. But I'm on the panel. I think I'm allowed to put the panel onto my website. So we'll see how that works out. One way or the other, we'll get you some of that information if you're even vaguely interested in that topic of conversation. And then, as mentioned, I will just be basically recruiting interview subjects and roaming the conference looking for the most interesting people with the most interesting ideas, at least in my opinion, to be able to bring some of this unique, really interesting gathering of astrologers to you over the next 4 or 5 days, 5 or 6 days, and then it will be left archived on Planet Waves FM. Looks like all other functions of the website are running as normal. Daily astrology running every night at 12:01 a.m. For subscribers, this is an off week for a Friday edition. Thankfully, there'd be no way I could possibly do a Friday edition given the amount of energy the conference is taking. So we had an issue that came out last night. That'd be Wednesday night, focusing on the Venus transit of the Sun. I am planning to do a Venus transit of the Sun panel discussion, so we'll see if I can find some of the people I'd like to have commenting on that, among them Adam Gainsburg, Eric Myers, Gary Caton, and a couple of other folks. So let's see. I'm going to cook up some good stuff for you from this conference. And I'm blessed to have Sarah Bissonette Adler, my assistant from Kingston, Book of Blue Studio assistant, who's going to be helping with the audio production. Our theme music is by my friend Yasa in the United Kingdom. Thank you for that, Yasa. And that is all for now. Signing off from my sign-in to Planet Waves FM's coverage of the United Astrology Conference. My name is Eric Francis, the host of Planet Waves FM. It is Wednesday morning, the 24th of May. It's 11:25. Welcome to our coverage. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you later. Bye for now.